And then in the last verse, some very important words are told as if in a very easy manner, but extremely difficult words. And he says, what do you come to know? When you know being in the becoming, and when you know the full karma, then the following is known. As I said, Sri Krishna has promised Arjuna, I will tell you the knowledge, I will tell you the fullness of knowledge, and I will tell you the fullness of knowledge without remainder. Now, without remainder is now in this one. The knowledge is being, full knowledge is the becoming in being, and without remainder is all this. Sadhi bhuta adidevam mam sadhi yajyam chaye viduhu prayana kale apicha mam te viduhu yukta cetasa. Sadhi bhuta adidevam. There are two words which are used. Adibhuta adidevam. You will come to know adibhuta. You will come to know adideva. Sadhi yajyam. You will come to know adiyajya. Now, if you read the last line of the previous verse and the first line of this verse, you will get six important words. Brahma, Adhyatma, Karma, Adibhuta, Adideva, Adiyajya. Six important words are told in which knowledge is given, full knowledge is given, and knowledge without remainder is given, these six words. If you know these six words fully well, all that has to be known is known. So Sri Krishna says that once you have this knowledge, then prayana kale apicha mamte viduhu yukta cetasa. Those who are really settled in this knowledge, even at the time of death, they remain fixed in this knowledge. And Sri Krishna tells us now in the next chapter that what happens to you at the end, in the last moments of your life, are extremely important. But do not have the illusion that only at the last moment you should come to know them. Like very often we say that at the time of going, now you take the name of Rama. For Sri Krishna will explain to us that all this can happen only throughout your life you have done tapasya. In all your actions, in all your movements, with a tremendous effort, you have constantly been engaged in the Supreme, then only prayana kale, then only at the time of departure, all this will happen to you. You will remember the Supreme Divine in the right way. And once you know this, you will meet Him. Now the important question is these six words. Brahma, Adhyatma, Karma, Adhibhuta, Adhideva, Adhiyachya. These are the six words. As I said, Sri Krishna tells them as if very casually, easily, all the six words at one stroke. But Arjuna now arrests him. Therefore the 7th, 8th chapter begins with a question from Arjuna. And his very question is this very one. Kim tat brahma? What is that brahma? Kim adhyatmam? What is this adhyatma? Kim karma purushottama? O purushottama? Kim karma? What is action? Adhibhutam cha kim? What is adhibhuta? Proktam adhidevam. What is adhidevam? What is proktam? What is called adhidevam? Kim uchyate? What is all this called? And then next verse. Adhiyajya katham kohatra. And what, who is this adiyajya? Katham kaha atra dehe asmin madhusudana? And who is this adiyajya in this body? Prayana kalecha katham geya asi niyatatma vihi? How is this to be known at the time of departure from this body? And what is the great importance of it? Why is it to be known? So in two verses, Arjuna asks all the questions which are to be asked in the world. Kim Brahma, we shall repeat once again. Kim Tad Brahma? Kim Adhyatmam? Kim Karma Purushottama? Adibhutam cha kim proktam adidevam kim uchyate? Adiyajyah katham? Kaha atra dehe asmin madhusudana? Prayana kale cha katham geyhasi niyatatmabihi? Now Sri Krishna is a master of knowledge, so he answers also in two lines. The most important knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, if you ask anybody what is the greatest knowledge contained in the Bhagavad Gita, it is only these six terms. And Sri Krishna answers in two lines. Sri Krishna is interested in taking Arjuna to the realization of all this, not giving lectures, expositions. Bhagavad Gita's interest is what is to be really known and how it is to be known, how in your life it is so imbued in you that even at the time of your departure from the body, you can be fixed in that knowledge. Therefore, the important time is given by Sri Krishna to that process, to the yogic process, to the methods of yoga. And the definition of these, he just gives, now let us see the definitions he gives in one single stroke, as it were. It's like the master who knows things so well, and he just says, Aksharam Brahma Paramam. Brahma is Akshara. Svabhavaha Adhyatma Muchyate. What is Adhyatma? Svabhava is Adhyatma. Bhuta Bhava Udbhava Karaha Visargaha Karma Sangita. What is karma? Bhuta Bhava. All that is becoming, that is Udbhava Karaha, that which is the cause of all movement, Udbhava, all that is production. Visargaha, all that is moving, that which flows, srija sarjati, to flow. Sargaha, visargaha, all that flows is karma. Adhibhutam kshara bhavaha, all that is connected with kshara, the mobile, becomes the creatures, adhibhutam. Purushascha adhidevatam. You want to know what is adhideva? The answer is purusha. Adhiyajyah aham eva. What is adhiyajya? It is myself. Adhiyajyah aham eva atra dehe deva deha vritam vara. Vara means, oh my most beloved. One who is most favored. Vara means one who is most favored. Oh, my most favored friend, your question is answered very simply in two lines. Aksharam Brahma Paramam. That which is immobile is Brahma. All that is Svabhava is Adhyatma. All that is a movement which produces, all that flows is karma. All that becomes out of the flow Adibhutam. Bhutam means that which becomes. That which becomes is adibhuta. Adidevatam is Purusha. And Adiyajya is myself.